Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, August 6th, 2018 edition of Master Your Mindset Monday. Happy day to you lovely people and welcome. And if you happen to be listening live, I don't want to confuse you. It's actually Sunday, August 5th, 2018. But you know what? It turns out that my radio BFF, superstar RRR, TV host Cassandra Meg Shepherd, has people to see and places to go and things to do tomorrow. She's a busy star RRR. So we are bringing it to you now, and we are excited about it. You know, now is an interesting concept, interesting word. And because we are talking about aging today, I'd like to reflect on it a little bit. It's interesting, as I said. You know, whether you are a day old or 100 years young, it's still always about now. Every age and every stage, what matters most is now. You can't push time forward and you can't push it backward. And that means what? As I've been saying, you are here and now. Our topic today is the art of aging. Ready, mindset, go. So if you are ready, perk up your ears. If you dare to challenge your thinking, get your mind set. If you're interested in moving forward at this age and stage in life, just stay put, because we are what? We're ready to go. So let's go. Hey, Cassandra.
Silver, as I listen to your opening, I am reminded of me being in the blocks as a high schooler about to run hurdles, and you're in the starting block, and the guy says, "On your mark, get set," and then you hear the gunfire, and you fall all over yourself looking for the finish line. I think about that because I was good, too, though. I was good. And like to, in view of this conversation, like to tell myself that if I chose to hunker down into a starting block facing down 110 yards of low hurdles, I would still be able to do it, because I don't believe in the lie that comes with age. I think that as people, we have gotten it all wrong. It seems as though we've taken the most frightening and the worst bits of information about it, and that we have perpetuated, not intentionally, helplessly and hopelessly and fearfully perpetuated until as a consciousness, we have this really bleak outlook on, and I won't even say aging, on living. Because that's what it is.
You know, when I was a lot younger, I thought that 65 was pretty old. I mean, for real, though. And now that I am, I am so serious. But now that I'm living out loud in it, I am so happy to know that whatever beliefs may have tried to invade my mind got shattered and discarded, which is what I believe is the direction we are taking today. A lot of what we have believed about age, just really, it's got to go. It's really got to go. And so we're gonna take a look at some of those things. And I know you've got a lot to share. I know you're living well too, as far as taking care of yourself, which is really quite important. And what I'm going to bring up next isn't necessarily something we haven't talked about, but because we're talking about this particular subject and because we hear it so often, I know I do in so many places, it's just amazing. The number one thing I have is, what do you say to yourself about it? I bet you at least once a week I hear somebody say, "Oh, I'm getting old," and they say it with that I'm getting old, or, I look in the mirror and I just, I feel old, you know, I hate getting old. And, you know, I shared this with you already so people don't think I'm making it up, but I looked at myself in the mirror the other day, and I don't tell myself stuff like that. I said, girl, you know what, you are just sassy and sexy. And I said, wait, stop. No, don't stop. It's true. So I, you know, I think, and whether that's a, you know, my point, whether is that a reality, you know, some people may look at me and say that's true, and some others just, you know, may think, no, you're an older woman or whatever the case may be. But it really doesn't matter. It's all about what I say to myself. I have a standard of an image that I like to keep up. And I think it's important that I don't wake up and say to myself, you know, boy, are you getting old. You know, boy, are you getting, you're getting up there. Mm-hmm. But I don't say things like that to myself. I just don't, because I just don't see that there is a relevance into it. And I think that it tends to do a real tap dance in your mind. You know, that's not the recording I want to replay and play and play over and over again in my thinking, because I think it definitely leads to a direction that I'm just really not ready to go. And so I think it's important, the messages. The message is critical.
It is the basis and foundation of Master Your Mindset conversations that we have. We are talking about understanding, contemplating, understanding, embracing, and then mastering the creative power of the mind. And then we let something like birthdays and time spent living or haven't died yet be this thing which defines us. You talked about, you know, what you believe about aging and also what you say. And we, in every conversation we have, talk about the creative power of what we believe and what we say. And people say, well, okay, but I can see you getting old. Well, or I can see I'm getting old, or I wake up and I don't feel like I used to. Well, okay, but it's not just because you keep having birthdays. Could it be possibly because that if you keep having birthdays, then you do move slower? Olympic athletes, seniors, even those who are in the Special Olympics will tell you that if you train a body will respond. It has nothing to do. A 3-year-old can't pole vault, but a pole vaulter can. A pole vaulter can probably do it easier in their teens and early 20s. But a 60-year-old can do it too if they train for it. Because, see, the body only knows what we tell it, and we tell it with what we believe to be true, what we fear to be true, and certainly what we say to be true. And I really think, again, Silver, as I contemplate this conversation, I think about really putting this stuff, you and I talk, to the test. Because this is it's very easy to say, oh, just, you know, think yourself happy or whatever. But what about thinking yourself younger? What about what about transcending age with thought? I mean, it's enticing. It's an enticing thought, and people are doing it every day.
Well, you know, some of it is, you know, I don't know what a lot of people think when they listen to what we say, and others that speak the same language. You know, they probably think it's kind of weird because it just not yet become the total norm in everybody's thinking. And so
that's just because they don't know how cool we are. if they could all
right.
See us, they'd be listening. Go on.
Oh, my goodness. That's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was going to say and suggest is that, yeah, it's a type of mind control. That's why we call this Master Your Mindset. It's redirecting
mm-hmm.
your thinking. It's renewing your thinking. It's rebuilding a whole new set of it's building a whole new set of thoughts. And here's what I'm going to say about the birthday thing. And this may sound kind of foolish, but I'm going to put it out there because it's the way I'm rolling. I've decided that I'm going to skip birthdays in the sense that they tend to label me a certain way. When I mm-hmm. when I celebrate, my age, there's something that comes with it, and there's also feedback that comes with that for other people. So when I celebrate and people ask me, you know, how old are you? I'm just going to politely say, well, I forgot, with intention, I'm going to say that. And
mm-hmm.
you know, to put no emphasis on the years or the purpose mm-hmm. of age, ask me what stage I'm in, and I'm going to tell you I'm in a stage of awesomeness and fabulousness and an age of discovery, and we can celebrate
mm-hmm.
that. But I really mm-hmm. am not going to be counting years for the sake of counting years, because I think they do a number,
mm-hmm.
play on words, they do a number on you. And, you know, it's so often said that age is just a number, and that is truly the reality of it. And you know, very much emphasized, you know, what you can do at that age. But we just have not been told, taught, encouraged, inspired, motivated as much as we should to do those kinds of things, to take care of ourselves, to challenge ourselves as we move forward. We fall prey to the opinions and guidelines, and, you know, it prevents us from growing up and older in a way that we really
mm-hmm.
can still live and be thriving in our older years. We let people tell us
mm-hmm.
we're old, and we buy into that. So it's just,
and we let people tell us what,
unfortunate.
And we let people say what it means to be old. You know, again, a person will
mm-hmm.
say, well, I don't move like I used to. Exactly. You don't move like you used to. When we were younger, weren't we moving all the time, Silver? But we didn't look. Growing up, we didn't have cars. We had bicycles, which we rode, or we walked, or we moved about. I mean, certainly it was much safer for children to be out and about when we were younger than it is right now. And so as far as what we determine as getting old and slowing down, young people of today might see that a lot earlier than grown folks of this day. But the reason that you could fly out of bed on any given morning was because the day before you moved your body. You moved around. As you get older, as you get married, as you have children, as you have a job, well, okay, you might ride your bike if you have one and if you're smart for exercise. Many do not. You might take a walk for exercise or for purpose. Many will drive, cab, Uber, or sit down. You might do these activities, which you did so effortlessly when you were younger in age, those things that fed and kept the body able to do those things because you didn't have a choice. Now they're luxuries if you have the time, or something that you regret doing because you know, something that you regret doing but you do because, well, people say it's good for you. We don't even ever look at those things. You look at what you look like. Be real, we all know the sun is not your friend. It's cute to look at, and I love the way it brights up things and heats up things, but I'm not bathing in it. And no, the skin is definitely, it's experiencing birthdays as you are, but a lot of the weather tiredness is because of the fact that you have not been taking care of your skin. All of these things we attribute to aging, and all of these things do happen because we haven't died yet, but it is not a foregone conclusion, and there are many, 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 many cases, if we choose to look at them, that we can find to put in our arsenal of defying what aging looks and feels like.
Definitely, definitely. Well, my number two point falls right in line with that. It's what do you do with yourself? What do you do with yourself on a day-to-day basis? And I, of course, pointed out what you just did, stay active as you possibly can. And that I can remember years and years ago going on some trips, and this particular woman would come along who was in her 80s, and I was so fascinated with it because I was just early 30s at the time. And she just had the brightest, most optimistic attitude and personality. And I did ask her, you know, how do you do it? She said, honey, you just got to keep moving and keep doing things. I said, okay, mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure going to keep that in mind. And I don't forget things like that, especially just like you said, if people could see us. When I saw that and many others I began to pay attention to, there's a reality to staying active. And again, I have to go back. I told you that certain things are not possible for you at certain ages. Then you've got to, mm-hmm. again, shatter those thoughts and discard them and realize that you can still be active. And I know that people will start to feel maybe tightness and feel aches and pains, but they can be so easily overcome if you begin
an exercise
regimen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, inactivity at any age. At any age. I mean,
right.
Again, like I said, well, I don't know about toddlers, because first of all, they're never still. But,
mm-hmm.
but inactivity makes you feel that way. You know, I had a workout partner, Silver. Oh, I've had many, but I had a workout partner not too long ago who was probably 10-ish years my junior. And it's so funny. Yeah, I think that's about right. It's just so funny that I would see the shock in her face. And this is, of course, a class I'm basically, because it's my gym, and I'm kind of teaching what we do and orchestrating what we do. And so I would see the shock in her face. You're so limber. You're so strong. Because I can touch my toes with my palms flat on the floor, knees
mm-hmm.
straight,
mm-hmm.
and bench press 150. It's like, mm-hmm. aren't I supposed to be able to do this? I've always done this. And I can do this
mm-hmm.
because I do this. But it was interesting because, again, what I was having an opportunity to witness was, again, this consciousness about the misrepresentation, the misunderstanding of aging and what it's supposed to look like. See, if I bought into her idea, then she, being 10-some-odd years my junior, would have been stronger or faster than I. But I'm like, this is my shit, baby. I own this gym. This is my gym. I do this. And it wasn't, again, like I said, it was harmless. It was harmless in her examining that. But it was interesting to me because I told her, I said, you know, aging is what happens because we do not die. But living is what happens behind choices that we make. I choose
Absolutely.
To do this, and you should be deciding at any time when you think about aging and what it's going to mean for you, you should get behind it and drive it, not be drug along with it, fearfully kicking and screaming until you don't think you can kick
mm-hmm.
and scream anymore.
Mm-hmm. You know, another thing I want to mention, and we don't even have to belabor this because there's enough information flying around from every direction, north, south, east, and west, around the globe, about eating as healthy as possible. And I just want to
yeah.
mention a couple of things because, and I know you do too, I eat healthy most of the time. I can't say all the time because there are too many fun things that I enjoy. I like potato chips, but I don't eat them with any kind of frequency. But there's occasion I'll make myself a great big sandwich and get myself a bag of potato chips, a good-sized bag, and eat it. But that's not with any kind of regularity. I love having a great big, wonderful char-grilled hamburger, but that's not something I do real often either. But I don't deny myself most anything that I enjoy. I know how to gauge it. And I'll give you a funny for instance. I've been craving a turtle sundae. Well, there's any number
mm-hmm.
of places right around me that I could go buy one. And I mean, it's been
mm-hmm.
it comes into my mind much too often in the last few days. But and I almost went today. But I told myself, now you know, about 3 days ago you had a piece of caramel cheesecake. And so in my mind, for the way I like to gauge my eating, if I had a sundae today, I don't want to tell myself I can eat 2 and 3 and 4 desserts a week because, first of all, I really don't want to, but I want to appreciate it when I do. And this was just a craving. So I've already, and I know it sounds funny to people, but I've already planned out when I'm going to get that sundae. I'm going to have it sometime next week. But I'm saying all this to say that when you determine that you are going to eat better, eat healthier, it does take some mentality. It takes some type of planning, and it also takes, the hardest part is telling your body no, telling your cravings no. That is, it's not easy. This I know, but you have to work on that particular type of training yourself if you want to have a healthy, that's if you want to have a healthy diet. Having a healthy diet definitely lends itself to making you feel healthier and being healthier.
One of the things that I have noticed is in a, and I would say holistic program for whatever we're calling this. I mean, again, when I use it as I've done several times, the phrase defy age, then I'm villainizing age, and I don't necessarily want to do that. But a holistic plan in terms of growing well and living while you can is. Really, as you say, it's a group of things. It's how you move, that you move. It's how you eat, what you eat, and in many of our cases, what we don't eat. But I find that, I have found that when I have some forethought as to what I desire, and that is to move and in high heels and fiercely dressed as long as I'm living, then you look at the whole body of things. And so, yes, you have a dessert when you really, really want one. But if you're also working out and moving your body and getting enough sleep and drinking enough water and doing everything else to help your cause, you're not going to lose yourself in a whole pound cake. You can have a bite, and many, many times you realize that doesn't go, and that's not in complete alignment with the story I'm telling. And so, and I say that to say, it's not just not having the cake, it's having a plan. It's really having a plan. And I would also say, Silver, because we're saying you can do it, you can do it. Yes, you can. I would suggest that people really do Google some people who are doing amazing things as they get older and let that be your story until you can have a story of your own. Don't look at the horrible cases of people who fall in nursing homes and the belief that once an elderly person falls and they've, you know, so many months to live with nonsense. This is on, yes, has it happened for one or some? Yeah. Is it everybody's story? Heavens no. And I suggest that people really do look. Dr. Christian Northrup wrote a wonderful book, Goddesses Never Age, I think is the title of it. And it's really wonderful about how to think about living. This is prime time for me because I'm at that juncture in life where if I fall for the okie doke, which I never do, then I should really be, instead of investing or looking for a new pair of Via Speakers, I should be looking for a rocking chair. I should like give up on the hair dye and let the gray come in and you know, and stop wearing plunging neck dresses and make some moo-moos. I ain't doing none of that. Because I know people 20 years older than me that are still living largely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You get a high five from me on that one for sure. Well, you know, we've got about 5 minutes or so left, Cassandra. You know, time always flies when we're doing this.
Oh, my God, where'd the
time go? It was ready to go.
Right.
But the last point that I want us to cover, and you've been kind of tapping on it already, the major mindset mastery here is treat yourself well, don't treat yourself sick. And treat yourself well, don't treat yourself sick. There are so many things that you can do to treat yourself well and healthy. And those are the things that you need to keep. Cassandra and I are both on the same page when it comes to visiting doctors. You know, it's not my favorite thing to do. It's never been, but I do the annual thing, and that's about as much as I can do. And those reports, fortunately, are great. But I understand that that's because I take responsibility for my health myself. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I say treat yourself well, don't treat yourself sick. A lot of people are living on whatever the doctor is telling you about you being in, you know, a geriatric type of state or whatever the case may be. And I'm certainly not suggesting to ignore things. I know that there are things that many people have to deal with, but I still want to encourage you to take responsibility. Even if you've gotten some kind of information from the doctor, investigate that, research that, ask another doctor, ask a nutritionist, ask someone who is else in another area of health and science about it, and see what kind of things that you can do yourself to treat yourself well. You don't always need to have some of these pharmaceutical remedies to take care of things. I promise you that. You know, we have to really take responsibility for things. And when you do get a diagnosis, keep in mind it's just your system rejecting and responding, to things that you're doing. I remember a friend who was diagnosed with diabetes who loved soda. She got warning after warning after warning, and consequently, because she could not give up soda, she died at a young age. Those are things that we have to really take responsibility for. And I hate to bring up such a sorrowful story, but it's real. And I only bring it up to say, like you said, we got to live. We got to treat ourselves well to live, not treat ourselves to sick and die. Take responsibility for the aging process.
I have a history of not listening to doctors because my ex-husband was one. And we have to understand that the medical profession is a business. Healthcare is a business driven behind a need to exercise that business via the medicines, driven, of course, by pharmaceutical companies. Bottom line is they have an end game. Health care, and I would, again, like I said, so I have a slightly jaded opinion on this. Dr. Joe Dispenza does a lot of, but I say that to say again, I mean, I sat on the board of a medical clinic. It's business. And I'm not saying that they misdiagnose or malpractice intentionally. I'm just saying that I don't need to go when I know that I am doing the things that I need to do for myself. First thing I do, or doctor says when I go to the doctor, is how are you feeling? What's up? Well, then, okay, so you do need me to take care of me or to do me. I, too, like you, Silver, am not counting on a doctor to give me a diagnosis or prognosis of life or death. I'll take that under my own hands and use the business of medicine as I see fit. But I'm doing that, not rudely. I'm doing that with information. I'm doing it with information and thought. So it's, you know, again, like I said, this is one of the most exciting conversations that we've had, and time has certainly eaten it up. And I think that hopefully we have just possibly awakened somebody who had a birthday or is facing a birthday or fear in a birthday to really ask, just encourage them to think, you really, like everything else in life, you can really do this your way. Having birthdays has done one amazing thing for me.
I'm going to have to let us.
Oh my gosh, are we out?
We are literally under a minute right now, and I want to thank you for joining me today.
Always.
And remind people that they can check you out at www.CassandraMcShepherd.com and also on Real Milwaukee Daily. She's one of the co-hosts of Real Milwaukee, so you can check it. It streams live Monday through Friday on Fox in Milwaukee. Thank you so much, Cassandra. And I want to thank all of you, too. Always a blast. Thank you, sis. I want to thank all of you for joining in today, too. Please tell your friends about Foxology, all the wonderful, fun things that we're doing here. I appreciate you being with me, and please share. I want to thank you for, again, look forward to talking to you next time. And in the meanwhile, be good, be blessed, be awesome.